This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Going out of the closet's really nerve-wracking, especially telling your dad, because, like, your dad's your dad, you know? He's the one that teaches you how to play softball, which is, like, the gayest sport there is. In fact, some people call it a gateway sport. Softball, lesbian. There's, like, some straight girl here right now who's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I played softball. Was really good.
I mean, you're gay.
That's comedian Fortune Feimster, who will be coming to St. Louis March 20th. That's today. Or actually, no, we're talking to her today. Never mind.
I was like, what?
So I'm looking at the email.
Yes.
And the email is, I'm stupid.
Let's just get together.
June 5th and June
6th.
She'll be performing here in St. Louis. One of those dates is sold out. So you're going to have to hurry up and get your tickets. And the Taken Care of Biscuits tour is... happening.
I love
soon.
That name.
It's so good.
Every time I hear that name, I laugh out loud. I can't help myself.
Aww. We have Fortune Feimster with us
that.
Again.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. I was like, am I supposed to be in St. Louis today?
No, I screwed up. I'm dumb. I can't read right. Look, I don't read so good, so don't worry about what
That's
I'm doing.
All good. I'm not judging.
Well, so this this tour, what's different about this one than the last time you came through town?
So every hour that I have kind of picks up where the last one left off. I've had 3 hours on Netflix in the last 5 years, so... I pick right back up with more stories about my wife and I and, being 10 years together, keeping the romance alive and what that looks like when you're like in the thick of marriage and you're just doing those day-to-day things. And I'm digging back into my childhood, a lot of fun childhood stories and talking about my dad. I talk about my mom a lot, but my dad has not gotten the brunt of a joke, so he's about to be very surprised.
Just fun
stories.
Has he felt left out?
You know, I think he's never said it, but I feel like probably there's a part of him that wants a little bit of that spotlight. But I do tell one embarrassing story about him. I don't know how he's going to feel about it, but it'll be exciting when he finally sees it.
I know. I can't tell. If you're a parent and your child's a comedian, if you feel like, if you're not in the jokes, you are left out or you dodged a bullet.
I know. I guess it depends on the story. I don't know how much he's going to love this one. His friends are definitely going to give him a hard time about it.
Yes.
But then I'll give him $500 for a grill or something. And he'll be fine.
That should take a new grill. He's going to love that. I think every dad loves a new grill. Comedian Fortune Feimster is with us. You had the special that came out in December, Crushing It, which is on Netflix. Is the tour a little different, about the same, or is there a completely new material?
It's a whole new hour. Every time a special comes out, you have to start from scratch, which is the most daunting part of my job. So anybody that watched that special or came to the last tour, this is all new stuff. It's really fun. I've been working on this hour for the last 4 months in the club. And every time I go to St. Louis, I have such a blast. They give me toasted raviolis. And last time the venue made me a cake, in the shape of a Hooters waitress. So you guys really know how to do it.
Well, we take Hooters very seriously here.
Oh, we love Hooters.
We love Hooters here, yeah.
I know, and it's been going bankrupt, so we got to enjoy it while we can.
I feel like they're trying to save Hooters.
I feel like
here.
St. Louis is, okay, when something goes bankrupt, this is the last place it leaves.
That's right.
Okay, good. Thank goodness.
Don't know why, but it just seems to work out that way.
Well,
yeah, you guys hold on to the nostalgia.
The old stuff. Oh, yeah. We totally.
Yeah, we are standing athwart history, yelling stop at all times. So now you said in your new special about growing up, I guess this was when you were a little bit older, but you left your home state of North Carolina, moved to California, and you started taking classes at the Groundlings, which is that famous super LA improv theater that like these Saturday Night Live cast members came out of. How did you even find yourself at the Groundlings? How was that whole experience moving from the East Coast?
Pretty crazy. I came out to LA just for like a life opportunity. Like this will be fun. I don't really know what I'm doing. I worked as a PA, a personal assistant, and just was kind of like finding my way around the place. It was so daunting. The city was huge and scary. I remember driving on the freeway for the first time, like having a full-blown panic attack because I'd never been around cars that drove so fast. As soon as I got here, I liked the vibe of it and I would ask around town, like, where was the cool place to go see a show, you know, to have something fun to do, and people recommended the Growling. And the first show I ever saw was Kristen Wiig was on stage.
Wow.
And I thought, this is one of the funniest people I've ever seen. Whatever, I want to do whatever she's doing. And signed up for classes the next week and just kind of started for fun, just as a, like, this will be a cool hobby. And luckily my teachers encouraged me to keep going and it quickly became a passion.
Improv is such a different beast than doing stand-up. I mean, stand-up, you have material and you're thinking about it all the time and working on it and refining it. And improv, you just kind of have to be great in the moment. Like for me, if you're able to do improv, I feel like you could do just about.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Anything, right?
Yeah, I mean, it teaches you how to think very quickly on your feet, and part of what it does is it teaches you to say things without really thinking, and just kind of trusting your brain, which is, you know, very scary at first. You hope your brain is in line with you know, just something funny or entertaining. And And on this tour, I'm actually doing something I haven't done before, which is I'm letting the audience ask. They can write down questions in the lobby, and they're going to put them in a bucket. And at the end of the show, I'm going to answer some of those questions, just sort of dipping back into my improv roots. And people, you know, I've been doing it in the club, and people really enjoy it because it allows me to do that quick thinking comedy. And interact with the audience, so it gives it a very personal feel as well.
I know we've talked about like family members. You brought up your wife and doing shows. And again, I just think of myself. I would be so nervous. Do you ever have to like vet a joke with your wife before you throw it out on stage?
Oh, for sure. I mean, she usually checks in. She used to be at all my shows, and then she got burnt out. Where she was like, okay, I'm good.
Like I've heard
enough. I've heard it, yeah.
Yeah, it felt magical at first, and now it's like, okay, I get it. So she'll see it at some point, and, you know, I feel like I have a pretty good grasp of where the line is. Yeah. I kind of know, like, what's for us and what's, you know, up for grabs. But you know, if there's anything she didn't love, she could tell me, and you know, you just adjust. Obviously keeping your personal life as the priority is what you want to do. And sometimes she's a producer on my last few specials, and you know, she'll say, what about, like, in the last special, she goes, what about the story, you know, where we got in a fight on the quiet train? And I was like, oh, yeah, like, if you don't care, you know, that's funny. And so she'll definitely encourage me to tell certain things. My mom will have notes occasionally where she's like, I don't like, you know, but it's the most random detail, you know, like, where you would never think. It's kind of a throwaway line. And she's like, I didn't like that line you said about how I left you at home alone when you were a teenager. And I was like, come on. You did.
You don't take the notes and do anything with them, right? You tell her, you could tell your mom, I don't do notes.
I tell her the same thing. You want a new grill or not?
How many grills do they have now?
Yeah, how many grills have you bought?
So many grills. Everyone's grilling in my family. Yeah, I mean, if I can adjust it, I will. I will try to adjust it. Like with that one, I tried and it just didn't work the same. So sometimes I just say to her, like, listen, I tried. It doesn't work as good. And she's like, all right, fine. Also, can you pay my electric bill this month?
Comedian Fortune Feimster is with us, also an actor. And you've got a series coming out on Netflix. It's an Arnold Schwarzenegger show, which you play. You're part of a father daughter combo, right? That figures out that you've been in the CIA and didn't know it. Is that
so,
what it is?
I'm on the CIA team. He has his daughter's played by Monica Barbaro, who has just got nominated for an Oscar for A Complete Unknown. She played Joan Baez, and I'm on the team with them in the CIA. But yeah, it's that the father Arnold and Monica are in the CIA, and neither of them know that each other is in it, and end up on an assignment together. So this will be a season two. It'll come out sometime. I'm not sure when. Later
it's in
on
May.
This year.
Yeah, late May.
Okay. And it's just a really fun action comedy series, and shooting with Arnold is such a blast. Like, it's a trip. You know, he's been famous my whole life,
yeah.
And sitting there army crawling with him while things are exploding around us, and then they yell cut, and he looks at me, and he's like, "Now you know what I've been doing for the last 40 years." And it's so trippy. I'm like, I used to watch you, like, when you were the presidential fitness ambassador, and my fat little 12-year-old body was having to work out to your videos.
That must have been
Did he
so
like that?
Surreal.
Oh, he thinks it's awesome. I'm always, like, quoting his lines to him. I'm like, "Get down, let's go, get to the chapa, come on." He gets a kick out of it.
Well, as long as he likes it.
Oh, that's amazing.
As long as he doesn't turn on you, that's good.
He came to my last tour. We were filming in Toronto, and I had a show I did out there, and he came. He's like, "I want to see the show." And I was like, "Yeah, that'd be amazing." And I said, "I'll, you know, let you in through the back door." He goes, "No, I want people to see me."
His driver pulled
up on the sidewalk at the box office, and here comes Arnold Schwarzenegger getting out of his car. Everybody at the show was like, "Oh my god!" So you never know who will pop in.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. What a fun experience.
I love that.
That has to be so surreal. It just has to be. Wow.
Well,
oh yeah.
Fortune, I'll tell you, I watch Office Christmas Party every December. So
oh, I love it.
It's one of my. I love your parts in the movie as the Uber driver. The really, you know, just getting everybody's business.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part, you know, they was a throwaway part, and they let me rewrite the whole scene.
Wow.
So that whole thing is just me, like, throwing stuff at Jennifer Aniston and her having no clue what is coming out of my mouth. So that was a trip, just getting, like, for her to have such trust in me and not really know me. Was pretty incredible.
That's really awesome. Hey, I know that you're the one show, you've got two shows here at the Factory in St. Louis on the 5th and the 6th of June. The show on the 6th is sold out as of right now, and I suppose tickets could open back up later. But the June 5th show, there are still tickets. We insist that you come by and see us on that day. You
Only
have
if
to.
You have toasted ravioli.
We will. If
we'll
you come by,
work.
We will make sure we get you the best.
Whatever your demands, you let us know.
I love it.
No
love
eye
it.
Contact and toasted raviolis.
That's right.
Yeah, don't look at me while I'm shoving these down my gullet.
You got it. Fortunefeemster.com for tickets for that show, June 5th at the Factory. Fortune, again, thank you for coming on with us. It's good to talk to you again.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, guys. So great to talk to you again.
That
Thank
is
you.
Fortune Feem.
So
fun. She's awesome, man.
Yeah, she's really cool.
I love her. So that June 5th, that is the show that is available right now. You can get tickets at her website, fortunefeemster.com. It's Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on KMOX.